The British ambassador to the Holy See, Nigel Baker, says the former British Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher, who died this week, will go down in history as somebody who, alongside giants like Pope John Paul II, helped to push over the communist regimes in Eastern Europe. I'm Susie Hodges, and I spoke to Ambassador Baker about Baroness Thatcher's legacy. What for you is her greatest legacy, her greatest gifts as a politician?
Well, I'm struck by the international response. And I don't think it's just because I'm a diplomat, but for me, her work to secure liberty and freedom for those countries which did not have that sort of freedom at the time. You know, we forget, it seems such a long time ago now, that half of Europe was under totalitarian rule. And Margaret Thatcher played an extraordinary role alongside Pope John Paul II and working with President Ronald Reagan in the United States in maintaining the pressure of the free world on the communist parties of these countries, on the Soviet Union, engaging with pragmatists like President Gorbachev, and essentially working to undermine the Berlin Wall, the Iron Curtain, and ensuring that these countries could develop in a different way from the model that had been set out for them since World War II. I think that will prove to be her greatest international legacy, without doubt. My first diplomatic mission in the early 1990s was in that part of the world, in the former Czechoslovakia, and I was struck travelling by the region, places like Hungary, Poland, Czechoslovakia, now Czech and Slovak republics, by the incredibly powerful image of Margaret Thatcher. Her visits to these countries were remembered. Her standing alongside those who were fighting for freedom in those countries, people like Václav Havel, people like Lech Wałęsa, her readiness not to give in, her perseverance, and that is long remembered in those countries, and I think she will go down in the history books as somebody, along with giants like Pope John Paul II, who helped to push over the totalitarian regimes and allow these countries to develop as we can see today.
She has been called by many people a politician of conviction. I mean, she never budged from her sworn ideas and she pursued them to the end. Of course, she was called the Iron Lady, and it was the Soviet Union that first coined that expression. But she was also, quite a controversial figure.
She was a controversial figure. She remains so. Everybody has an opinion about Margaret Thatcher.
Nobody's indifferent about her.
I think that in a sense demonstrates her transforming role as a politician. She changed Britain, she changed Europe, absolutely, with her brand of radical politics. But yes, I think the conviction is important. Pope Francis, in his message of condolence, noted the Christian values that underpinned her convictions as a politician, her determination to do the right thing, to not just sit back and allow the world to jog along, to find ways, to find solutions. And of course, we all remember that this was the Prime Minister who quoted St. Francis on her arrival in Downing Street as Prime Minister.
What did she say?
The prayer of St. Francis she quoted. And that in itself became, in a sense, part of the myth, part of the legend of her. But from word go, as she arrived at Downing Street, she was saying, we must bring harmony. We must bring peace. We must tackle the problems that surround us. And she set about doing so. Some people will never forgive her for some of the things she did. And it's been interesting hearing some of the tributes, some of the backhanded tributes she's been receiving. But I think far, far more people will recognise the towering presence on the world stage, also the British stage,